Okay, Rabbi, so I'd like to start tonight's shiur with a halacha that we are all familiar with. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Siman Tov Tes, which is the first Siman in Hilchos Pesach. First Ramah says, U'minik liknois chitim. Is a minik to buy chitim, l'chalkon laniyim, and to divide these chitim laniyim, l'tzarech Pesach. For anybody who needs l'tzarech Pesach. We're all familiar with this concept that you have to give what's called mos chitim. Mos chitim initially started off with the halachas of giving people wheat. From wheat, it changed historically into giving people flour. And bizmanenu is giving people money, or perhaps giving people matzahs. But nobody gives anybody wheat anymore, and nobody gives anybody flour anymore, even though it's called kimcha de pischa. Or mos chitim, but nowadays, again, it got changed to the concept of mos chitim. Nowadays, we give money. We don't give money for wheat. We give money either for food, or we give people matzah and wine directly. Okay, that's the Ramah in Siman Tov Chof Tes. Now, the simple question is, why is this Yontif different than all the other Yontifim? Manish Tana. And of course the Pashup Shad is because it's expensive, and therefore people need matzah, people need wine. It's expensive. Now the problem is that the Gemara says in Masechus Tainis, first time I saw this kasha. No, we'll see. The Gemara says in Masechus Tainis from Rav Huna that he said, Rav Huna would say every single day, when he broke bread, so it's another kasha. Why manish dana lailah zeh mikol leilos? Why do we do it only on Leil Seder? Rav Huna did it every night.
In the days of Chazal, when people made their own matzah, and it was probably less expensive proportionally than
Whatever it is, but they did it every night. Now there's another halacha here, Rabbi said, which is kind of an amazing halacha. I want you to listen closely to this halacha. This is found in Hilchos Yontif in the Rambam, in the end of Perek Vov. Fascinating Perek. It's Kedai. If you have a chance to read through a Perek, you should read through this Perek. Very, very interesting Perek. Perek Vov in Hilchos Yontif. The end of the Perek. You're supposed to do the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Keitzah Kitarim Noisam Kloyes V'Gozim U'Migdonois Rabamant adds. He spoke about Tzim Mincha Mar tonight about giving children treats during the Seder. Noshim Kailam Begodim V'Anoshim Oichlim Boso V'Shoysen Yayim Shein Simchal V'Boso V'in Simchal V'Yayim. So Simchas Yontif requires Boso V'Yayim. Says the Rambam, when he eats and drinks, you have to feed other people. Somebody closed the doors of his chatzer, and he eats and drinks, and he doesn't give aniyim to eat and drink, or the people who are having tzoris, rachmanu l'son, people who are sad, ein zu simchus mitzvah. It's no longer considered a simchus mitzvah. El simchus kresoi. I want to ask you a question. If the person is sitting in his house, and he's eating l'kovad yontif, he bought good food, he doesn't usually eat meat, doesn't usually drink wine, he's doing it l'kovad yontif. He has his wife there, he has his children there, maybe his grandchildren there. And he locked the doors, doesn't want anybody else in. So maybe he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it's no longer a simchas mitzvah. Ain't it a simchas mitzvah, a simchas kresoi? What happened here? Why did it turn into simchas kresoi? Ask the person, he said, I never do this. It's yontif, that's why I'm doing it. So why has it become simcha of my, what's kresoi mean, Rabbi Zain?
Stomach.
Simchas kresoi. What's simchas kresoi for? How did it change?
Because you have to have kavanah.
But he has kavanah. Yes, kavanah for a mitzvah. Yes, kavanah for a mitzvah of yontif.
Yes,
kavanah the mitzvah for yontif. What's the problem?
I have a good piece of flesh on yontif. I have to have kavanah of simchas yontif.
I told you he has kavanah for simchas yontif. He has kavanah for simchas yontif. He didn't invite any aniyim. So why does he lose the mitzvah? Simchas Kreisai, why is it Simchas Kreisai? Why is it Simchas Kreisai? The Rambam really says the same thing in Hilchas Chagiga. Hilchas Chagiga with the carbon Chagiga, which is the carbon which is brought in Yontif. Rambam says, this is in Perik Beis, Halacha Yedalid. Okay, Rama says, Kishi Yizbach Odom Shalmei Chagiga v'Shalmei Simcha, which is a kibbonis that a person brings. Lo Yehoichelhu Bana B'Yishto Bovad B'Yid Meshiyasa Mitzvah Gemura. You think you're doing a Mitzvah Gemura? Lo Chayiv Lo Sameach Vaniim V'Amloim. Umi Shachol Zevocha Boi Samach Elu Imoy Olav Nemar Zivchechem Kilechem Oinim.
Is it
Dafkin
on Pesach?
Or? No, the Korban Chagiga is not Dafkin on Pesach. It's every Yontif. Mitzvah on Yontif. Here the Lashon does not mirror exactly the same Lashon, but it's very close to the Lashon of Yontif. Now, I got into this shir because of a different halacha. So halacha is unbelievable. Monday night, you have a shir in Hilchas Tzedakah. It says like this. This is an unbelievably challenging halacha, Rabbi Say, and it's had a major impact on me. We just learned it now in shir. I learned it before, but in shir I never learned it. Listen to this halacha, please. Simen reis mem tes yaredeya siv gimel. Tzorech litein atzdaka b'seva parim yafis. First, let's give tzedakah b'seva parim yafis. What does that mean?
It means it's not very simple to do it.
Seva Parim Yafis means where the face that shows the, you're welcoming, happy.
Not very simple.
The simcha has to be with simcha. Seva Parim Yafis doesn't really mean simcha. It means a welcoming face. Welcoming face. Simcha has to be simcha. The tuv levav. Tuv levav means a good heart. Umisoine in ha'ani. And you have to be misoine with the ani b'tzara, oyvei, imachazik. Umedabaloi divri tanchumim. And you have to speak to the only divri tanchumim. The person gives money to an oni with an angry face, verois, hifsitz chusai. He loses his chus.
For that particular mitzvah?
For that particular mitzvah. Once again, you have the same kasha. You want to tell me if you give money to the mishuloch with an angry face, you haven't been the kind of mitzvah bihidurai in the best way possible. Okay, I hear. But you haven't been the kind of mitzvah. How'd you lose a mitzvah? How'd you lose the mitzvah? Maybe you get an aveira. Rachmana Litzlan. How'd you lose the mitzvah? You did a mitzvah. You did a mitzvah. What's hifsitz chusai mean? I feel nothing like harbe. If you give him a lot of money.
Drop the dollar and picked it up, and he gets
close to that. Okay, good. But what's the shot over here? What's the shot? Do you want to tell me by Yontif maybe the shot is based on another run? There's another run. It's in Hilchas Yontif, in Perek Vav, in this Rambam. There's a lot to talk about now. We don't have the time to talk about it completely, but there's a lot to talk about Benegia Purim with this Rambam. Listen to a Rambam here. Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchas Yontif, "Kishadam oichel b'shoyse v'sameach b'regel lo yamshich b'yayin v'schoik b'kalas roish." Don't get too much into the cups. V'yoyma shekol mishi yosef v'zeh yarbav misa simcha. Shas shikrus v'schoik harbe, because a lot of shikrus and schoik harbe, or shikrus and schoik harbe, bekalas aroish, ain't no simcha, elahoilus, besichlus, v'loi nitztaveinu elahoilus besichlus, elah simcha shiyesh bo avoidas yoitzer. What does that mean? Simcha shiyesh bo avoidas yoitzer. Sheish Barbu Nishetra Kol, Shenema Takhs of Varatas, Hashem Lakech of Simcha Tulevov, Mirov Kol, Halamanata Shavoid of Simcha. The Yashalavat is a shame. Let me take Shoik, let me take Kalash Roish, let me take Shikrus. A meal which is full of unlimited Simcha that crosses the barrier of Simcha, or the border of Simcha, and turns into Shikrus, that's not an Avodah of Simcha. An Avodah of Simcha. So maybe I could hear, that the Avodah of the Suda of Yontif, in which a person locks the door and doesn't let anybody else in, even though you ask the person, what are you doing? I'm eating meat, I'm drinking wine, the covered Yontif. The Avodah, which excludes members of Klal Yisrael who need our help, is not an Avodah of Simcha. It's not an Avodah of Simcha Yontif. Just like drinking too much is not an Avodah of Simcha Yontif, it has to be an Avodah in which you lock the door and say, sorry. It's not an Avodah. It's not an Avodah. Maybe. Maybe it's not an Avodah. But tzedakah. Tzedakah. So what do you want to say about tzedakah, Rabbi Yisai? Maybe tzedakah is not the act of only giving money. Maybe tzedakah is the act of giving money with panim yafos. Maybe the act of giving tzedakah is an act that requires simcha. So we've been learning this, Rabbi Yisai, and as I told you in one of the other shurim, somebody from...
50% simcha when you're giving the tzedakah, is that not simcha? Where is that border where you cross over?
Very hard to know. When you put on an angry face, it's not simcha. You know, this is very hard. Very hard. One of the members of the Monday night shiur told us, after learning this halacha, we were working this halacha for a few weeks already, he told us that he opened the door one night at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and there were 9 mishalachim outside. 2 cars had come simultaneously, one with 5, one with 4. There were 9 mishalachim outside. And he took them all in. Took him 25 minutes. He took them all in. And he said he tried to keep the b'seva upon him yafas going. Now, they didn't want to sit down and shmooze about their matzav. Okay, but the ma'isa. Now, I want to tell you like this. So I'm learning halacha. And I don't know if you know or not, but there have been 4 mishalachim.
For 2.5 weeks.
That's right. They've been here twice a day. Every morning, twice. They came at the 6 o'clock for the 5:55 minyan. They came back for the 8 o'clock minyan.
The 6:45 also they were here.
Yeah, they stayed. They came for both of those, and they came back for 8 o'clock. They were here every day for 2.5 weeks. They left Monday. Monday was the last day they were here. So I told them one morning, I try to keep, I said, that time was already the shua. You can go in again. I'm not telling you no, but you know, it's, you know. I said it with a smile. Next day, they walk in again. And he tells me that the car that they rented, I saw the car they rented. A white van, or 4 of them, they rented it. It was not, a 2017 by any stretch of the imagination. They rented it, and it was broken into, and he lost his tefillin. What's this film? So what did he do? He asked for more money. Asked for more money. Now you say what's this film? You can say oi, right? Say oi. You can say oi, tak. Oi. Tak and oi. Interessant. I mean, interessant. This sif here, a lot of power in the sif. A lot of power. Unbelievable power.
And on Purim, there were 30 of them.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem, remember we opened the door after Kriyas HaMegillah. Anybody who was here for the second Kriyas HaMegillah, and they waited till after the Megillah was over, we opened the door. 22 people came in. 22 people came in. Were you here when that happened? 22 people came in.
Huh?
It was unbelievable. It was hell of a lie. We should be like the Kaisel. Okay, anyways, we should have the Kedusha of the Kaisel. Now.
It tells it doesn't happen like that.
Okay. Listen to this now. Listen to this unbelievable Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon asked Akasha in Parshas Boy. It says at the end of Parshas Boy, Shivas Yomim Toichol Matzos, Uviyay Mashri Chag Lashem. Now, you know me already. I can say this many times. I don't want to say the word hate, but I'm embarrassed when this happens. Here's a pasuk in Chumash. Shivas yomim, toichal matzos, v'yom ha'shvi'i chag l'Hashem. I'm not even sure what that means. I know what the words mean. 7 days you should eat matzos. And the seventh day is a chag l'Hashem. There's no Rashi on that part of the pasuk. I don't know what it's going to teach us, but that's what it says. Then it's like this. Next pasuk. Matzos ye'ochel eshivas yom. She eat matzos for 7 days. So, the Vilna Goin asked the obvious question that we don't need the Vilna Goin for this question. The Vilna Goin wants to know what's the redundancy. Shivas yom toichal matzos, matzos yochel shivas yom. He said it's two psukim, one right after the other. Then the Vilna Goin asked the Kadakashas that we may ask, but we're not going to answer them. How come in the first pasuk, shivas yom toichal matzos, it says toichal, which is a binyan kal? And the second part says, Ye'ochel, which is nifal, causative. And then he wants to know, how come in the first pasuk it says, matzis without a vav? And the second pasuk says, matzis with a vav? Okay? Shaktim on the gun. Unbelievable. L'rameis b'zeh ha'minik ha'muva v'agor saramo o'irachayim liknoi skitim l'chalkum l'aniyim l'tzorech pesach. This is a raya to the mitzvah of most people.
How old?
How's that? The Vilna Goin. If you could ask the Vilna Goin, any raya, any minig in Klal Yisrael, he'll bring you a raya for it. Including banging for home. Okay, now, segues. Rishayna, tziva l'kolecha miyashel achilas matzah b'pesach. That's binyan kal. Shivas yavim teichel matzahs. Everyone should eat matzah. Should eat matzah. Shivas yavim teichel matzahs. Which means atobi atzmecho, you yourself should make sure to eat matzahs. Eat matzahs. And chiyuv is the atzmecho. You are muzer, one, lishtadil, to work, v'lirois, and to make sure that you eat matzahs. Beautiful. Then there's another mitzvah. Ye'ochel. That means that you have to make sure that other people eat matzahs. Okay, now, I don't know how many Bali digduk we have in this room, but that's the difference between tochal binyan kal, yeochel binyan nifal. And every time I come across this, I regret the time that my father Shalom said, I want to teach you this seven minyanim. I told him, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. And I didn't do it. I regret it. It means, Yerachel means to cause other aniyim to make sure they eat. That's nifal. Now, when you have other people eating, how much matzah should you give them? The basic minimum? Or give them a little more? What do you think?
Well, obviously.
Obviously what?
Give more?
Kedei svia. Mamish. Kekosov yachlu b'sharecha b'saveil. Look, Zuckerberg only going like this. The first pasuk, which is talking about you yourself, we ourselves, Shivas Yamim Teichel Matzahs, it says Chaser. Matzahs Chaser. Eat what you need. You want to eat exactly the share? Eat exactly the share. However, when it says Yeochel, which means causative, to get other people to eat, then it says Matzahs Molly. Matzahs Molly. Okay, you hear me? Therefore, the mitzvah called dichvin, yesei v'yecho, which we say at the beginning of the Seder, is a special din in this Suda. What's the special din in this Suda? That we have an achrayus to make sure the door is open. Okay? Well, now we have a big question because we say called dichvin yesei v'yecho, what's for homer? Okay, it's an altakasha. But the thought processes has to be at the first meal of the year. Because this is the beginning of the cycle of the year. Klal Yisrael's born. It's our birthday, Pesach night. We have to make sure that every Jew should be taken care of. At least want to do that. It's halach, I'm telling you right now, it's having a tremendous impact on me. We have to make sure of that. We have to make sure of that. And that's part not only the din of a regular Simchas Yontif where you cannot lock the door, because if you lock the door by a regular Simchas Yontif, that's going to be a problem in the Simcha of Yontif. But now we're not talking about the mitzvah of the Simcha of Yontif. Besides not locking the door, you have to open the door. And what do you have to open the door to do what? You have to open the door to make sure that you want to invite everybody in, because that's the way Klal Yisrael works. Now I'd like to put everything together. If you have a Korban Chagiga on a regular Yontif, if you have a regular meal on a regular Yontif and you lock the door, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah is to do the Mitzvah with other people. If they're not there, they're not there. You may not have an Achrayas to run around, so to speak, but you can't lock the door to keep them out. That you can't do. You're not making the Mitzvah. That's Simchas Kreisoi. Just like if a person doesn't give an oni, or a tzedakah with a smile but with an angry face, he lost the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to comfort the oni. Not only give the money, but to comfort the oni. And if you can lose the mitzvah, not necessarily because of the aveira, you can lose the mitzvah. Quoting another Vilna Goin. Shinosan adamach aveira kol matanis tzayvish aviyayla muponav kifushim, with an angry face. Malav akosav kilad asalik lumas, you never give many tzedakah. I'm a Kabbalist, Chaveiro, Veseva, Parim Yopais, Afilo, Leinosan, like Klum. If you didn't give him anything, Malav, Akosu, Kilo, Leinosan, like Klum, Matanish, Tabi, Shavir. $1 million on an angry face? Zippo. Zippo with a happy face? $1 million. Unbelievable, Halach. Unbelievable, Halach. So, Mela, we start off the Seder. Start off the Seder now. We're having a meal. This meal has many components to it. And the biggest component is, of course, this is the meal that's celebrating the birth of Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Kol dich v'nyesei v'yechol. Listen to this chop now. For persons in Eved, can you invite anybody to a meal? You know why?
Not the Baal
Boss. Doesn't have a house. Doesn't own anything. Kol mashikon Eved kon a rabbi. He doesn't own a thing. There's nothing he can do. Kol dich v'nyesei v'yechol means, I have food, I have a house, come in. So we're celebrating with B'nai Chayrin. But we're also saying to the rest of the Klal Yisrael, please come in, because we have an achrayus to you. And we're all together. And not only can I lose my tzedakah and lose my meal in Yontif. I could lose the whole Pesach. I could lose the whole Seder. What an unbelievable concept. Klal Yisrael's achrayus to each other. Klal Yisrael's achrayus to each other. The impact is that I can turn a meal from a meal celebrating Yontif to a meal celebrating my stomach. I can turn a korban into a situation of almost the same as Simchas Kreisai. A scary concept. I can turn my tzedakah dollars into nothing, Ovad Tzchusai. And so to speak, in a positive note, I have to start off the whole month by giving Moed Chitim. And where the Moed Chitim come from? It comes from the concept of Leil Seder Matzah, says the Goyim. You know what this means, Rabbi Say? It's not that I give money to prepare for Leil Seder. It's that Leil Seder without money may not be Leil Seder. Because the Torah is telling me, Teochel, Yeochel. Not Teochel, Yeochel. What an unbelievable concept. Now I ask the final question of the night. You ready? Is it easy to do this?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'll say something else that's not easy to do. I'm saying this, you know, and everybody is in a different situation in life. I'm saying it, you know, sometimes a person says, you know, I want to be with my family. I want to be with my family. I don't get to see my family all the time. Not so easy. Some people say, I want to daven. I never get a chance to daven because people are always interrupting my davening. Okay, good. So you have to know. Mishloach can't ask you for money in Milah Kriyashma. Can't ask for money in Milah Shema Nesrei. Kol Dichvin. We start off the birthday party of Klal Yisrael by saying, Klal Yisrael, we're all one. Okay, good. I understand. It's not Pashit. It's Pashit. I think anything's Pashit. I wonder what it must be like for a person who's a Hatzolah member and gets a call at the beginning of the Seder. What's that like? I don't know. I'm not an Hatzolah, I can't tell you. What's that like? What's it like? What an unbelievable thing. That we all understand, Rabbi Say, that, you know, there's something, you know, but that's a tremendous, it's not a tremendous, I would call it up to, including Mesiris Nefesh, the whole family sitting down there, and that guy gets Hatzolah call and leaves. It's a pillow. We should be zeicher to say Kol Dichvin with Kavona. We should be zeicher to invite everybody in with our open heart. We should be zeicher that maybe that's what we need in order to be zeicher, that if we really mean it before Pesach as we prepare, then we can be zeicher L'Shana Hava B'Yerushalayim. Yitakom Pesach B'Chabura. What an unbelievable thing. I thank you all. This is many other Shurim and Yeshurim as a result of learning Monday night, then with somebody else, the Chusadak again. One thing leads to another, and Baruch Hashem. Here we are. We should all be Zeicha to a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Somebody told me tonight that Stolen HaChasidim say a Kosher in Purim and a Freilich in Pesach. Huh? Why? Why? Because everybody's so invested in making sure everything's kosher, make sure you're freilich also. And by Purim, everybody's so involved in freilich, make sure it's kosher. Okay. But you have to make sure that you be besimcha menachas when I talk of everybody. Call to Rabbi